This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. It was snowing in Richmond the day I wrote this. Small white flakes fell down from the sky. A few days earlier, it rained. That's pretty normal, rain and snowfall. It's what you expect to come from the sky. Not if you live in southern Israel, particularly in a town called Sderot. It rains rockets in Sderot. It's rained over 4,000 rockets on southern Israel since Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip in 2005. The rocket fire, we were told, would cease once the Israeli settlements and citizens were removed. The settlements are rubble, their former residents scattered around Israel. The rocket fire didn't stop. It increased. Rockets rained down on Sderot almost every single day. Last week, over 130 rockets were launched between Tuesday and Friday. None of them killed anyone. They rarely do. That's why the media like to label them inaccurate or crude, homemade rockets. The media also minimize the damage and destruction. According to the wire services, there have been 12 deaths and, quote, dozens of injuries due to Qassam rocket attack. But that's not the real story. The IDF has recorded 433 injuries due to Qassam rocket fire, with more than 200 of those injuries coming after the disengagement from Gaza. The number of Qassam rocket hits has doubled and tripled since the disengagement. The largest bump in Qassam rocket attacks prior to last week was May of 2007. That was during the Hamas coup in Gaza. When Hamas and Fatah couldn't stop fighting among themselves, they did what the Palestinians have always done to get unity among terrorists. They turned their fire on Israel. Qassam attacks jumped from 25 in April 2007 to 257 in May, then back down to 63 in June. Terrorists averaged about 2 rocket attacks per day for the rest of the year, except when something happens that makes them decide to up the ante. Last week, they upped the ante. The world has been silent as the near-daily rocket rain fell on Sderot. When the IDF returned fire, however, the world suddenly found its voice. And of course, it is unanimous. Against Israel. Israel mustn't close the Gaza crossings. Israel mustn't stop sending in fuel that powers the metal shops that make the bombs that rain down on her citizens. The rockets? Well, they're crude, homemade, inaccurate rockets that have only killed a dozen people in 6 years. Tell the Sderot residents to duck. Another thing you won't read about in the mainstream media is the makeup of the Qassam rocket. As is usual for a Palestinian terrorist weapon, it is built to inflict as much damage in as wide a range as possible. Each Qassam rocket is carefully packed with thousands of ball bearings and sharp pieces of metal shrapnel. When you see photos of the aftermath of a Qassam attack, it looks more like the end of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Windshields of cars are riddled with holes. Buildings look pocked with bullets. There are craters in the street and holes in street signs. These are the crude, homemade rockets that land on Sderot nearly every day. If you visit SderotMedia.com, you will find videos, pictures, and stories. What you're hearing in the background are sounds taken from videos of Qassam attacks. The words Tzava Adom mean color red, and the sound of those words cause immediate panic in the town of Sderot. Many, but not all, of the apartments and houses have safe rooms specially reinforced against Qassam attacks. During times like these, residents will often sleep inside or right next to the safe room, if they sleep at all. Can you imagine living every single day wondering if a rocket is going to crash down on your apartment, wondering if your child is going to be killed while walking to school or while sitting in his classroom? That's what the residents of Sderot have been putting up with for years. No one should have to live like that. Tzeva Adom. Tzeva Adom. Tzeva Adom.